Welcome back to the episode 3 of the JAMU podcast, guys.
Dude, we're so up right
we're
now,
so
Chad.
Up, guys. We're guys, so up. Listen, if you all hear our audio, it's getting better every episode.
Literally. We finally meant that. We meant that when we said that.
We said, guys, we're going to put into this podcast for you all, for us, for the Lord.
We're just having fun.
Yeah, and the Lord's blessing us, man. It's awesome.
Literally. We were at Sovereign. We got some homework done. And not even joking, like 10
also,
minutes.
Guys, also... Like 5 minutes. Sorry, Marcus.
No, you're good.
5 minutes. Like we got our coffee in and we were kind of wired, you know?
I was so wired, Chad. Yes, I've never been that wired.
And
I got scared.
We talked to each other.
I
was like, bro, let's create a website. So that's soon in the talks. If y'all want to hear
next,
more into detail,
that's next.
Marcus, if you want to go more into detail about
We just want to make a little website. Super simple. Nothing even crazy, but just like if anybody has questions on topics that we want, that you guys want to hear, literally anything, like that would be the website to go to and submit the questions. And then live in the next pod or whatever, like we address them and stuff
and
like that.
You can even put your name in, guys. We'll give you all a shout out. Hey, like let's say
Instagram
example. Let's say Alex put in a question, right? Alex, shout out to Alex, guys. Alex, you're asking this, that, etc., etc., and we'll go ahead and answer and just give our input on it. And it kind of be like you all are right here with us in the JAMU.
Literally, podcast. We wanted to make it as interactive as you can. Like we want you guys to be a part of this. It's not just our podcast. It's all of ours.
Yes, it's all of ours. And
so JAMU.
JAMU. So we kind of just want to debrief on like kind of just the way our week was and just kind of just pour out to y'all. Just have a normal conversation. Today's just me and Marcus.
Yeah.
So that's going to be like that for a while. We have a few guests in mind and we're in the talks, guys. So we're really excited for these next
weeks. I'm so excited for the season, bro.
And we also have a special announcement. What's kind of in the works, guys. It's kind of in the works. Should I bring it up?
Yeah. Talk it.
Okay, guys. So... yeah, I know we have a Monday thing, right? As of right now, we release every Monday. It's going to be a little harder. I'm going to try to help more in the production area. And we're trying to aim at a Monday, Friday, like episode releases.
I think that'd be fun, bro.
Think about it. On Monday, start of the week, Friday, end of the week. Well, Sunday's the end of the week, but... you know
what I mean? But for the pod, it's the end of the week.
Yeah, it's just...
I think it'd be chill.
Yeah, it's kind of like we want you all to get more of us. You know what I mean?
And it'll help us as well because we'll be like... recording multiple podcasts in one go.
Yeah.
So we'd be ahead.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
For you guys, for us, just to make it easier. And it's gonna be fire, dude.
Yeah. I was scrolling through I think it was TikTok and I saw this thing and I think you had sent it. It was is air like can fish see water? Can fish see water?
Dude, that was B. Lou and Zia's,
yes,
funny.
And I was like, I think he said, okay, you know how we see air?
Yeah. No, we don't see air.
Oh, my God.
We don't see air.
So you know how, like, we can't see air?
Yeah.
But we need it to live. And we can't go underwater to, like, you know what
to
I mean?
Breathe,
live
yeah.
underwater, yes. But the fish are underwater.
Let me explain it. No, like, the way that we... that was funny. The way that we can't see air, do fish not see water? That's low-key their air, bro.
Yeah, like it's like when they come out of water,
do they see air?
Do they see? No, they do not see. Oh,
I mean, we see water, right? Kind of.
That's true. And they're just matter of fact, Marcus, I've heard you're quite the fisherman, or unless you're lying to me, but
no, I used to fish.
Let's get into it. Yeah, let's get into your fishing.
Used to fish. It's been years, bro.
When was the last time you fished?
Like a good 4 or 5 years ago.
Dude,
not even trying to cap
I'm
though, like
lie,
straight up.
This summer kind of got me back into it, man. I know one of my good friends, Isaac. Y'all know him, guys. Isaac Aguirre, one of the youth leaders there at Vital Church. And
love him, by the
AJ,
way.
AJ, one of our co-hosts. They invited me one time, and I splurged, man. I bought myself a rod. They hooked it up. They're like, guys. He was like, just tell me what you want or what you need. I was like, bro, give me a rod, and y'all can get the other stuff. Just tell me how much it is. And bro, I think me and Isaac went out that day. We went to the jetties. Have I ever told you that? We went to the jetties.
I've never fished from the jetties, dude.
And dude, okay, so the jetties is actually like, it's...
isn't really, it kind of dangerous?
No, it's not as dangerous as you think. The rocks are big, bro.
I've seen them, but
only
I just... I've only ever gone deep sea fishing or like I fish at Port Mansfield or some canals. That's
no,
it.
Like this fishing was kind of like, how can I say it's... it's like pure fishing without like the fence, like the fence in front.
I see what you mean.
It's kind of like that, but the rocks are super slippery, bro. The rocks, like if you don't have the
and
right
if a, ki- a fish freaking pushes you, you're done.
Yeah. Oh,
or
well,
pulls you.
So there's this certain area where I don't know how to explain it. So a rock is going down like this, right? Oof. And on the bottom, a rock's like that. So you can put your legs.
Oh, as leverage.
Zip, yes, yeah. As leverage. And you're not going to fall in the water.
That's goaded. That's goaded. We should go soon, bro. When the weather gets better too.
Yes, yes. We should go fishing.
I'm so down.
Of course. A fishing trip, rent a cabin, something. Yeah. So going back to the story. So we were there, right? And me and Isaac are there for like 3 hours, 4 hours. We're just throwing a rod. And y'all hear Sophie? Sophie,
I don't know if you guys hear my dog. Dude, my dog, Sophie, I love her, but she hates everybody. Yeah. And Josh is here and she's been barking.
It's okay. We love her. Shout out to Sophie.
And Sophie Lofi. Yeah, she's my queen.
She's going to grow on us soon. And so we were there at the jetties, right? And we're casting. And mind you, I got my fishing rod stuck about like, I don't know, I want to say like six times. And honestly, shout out to Isaac. He got me out of it every time. And so as I'm throwing the rod, we're like 11 hours in.
Dang, bro.
11 hours in. It's like 11 o'clock. I'm sorry. Fishing, bro. Just they're all ages. But we throw the rod and I'm reeling it in. And boom, my rod gets stuck. I'm like, oh, my rod's stuck. Right? All big fishes jumps with it. It's not a big, to me, it was a big fish. I've never caught like a super big fish like that. I think it was like 22 inches, 21 inches.
That's huge.
Yeah. And it comes up, reel it in, boom. And I mean, I'm not going to lie, guys. I mean, we weren't supposed to take the fish, but it was dead. So I had to throw it in the chest, man. I had to throw it in the chest, throw it in a plastic bag. And we just took it. It was like, I think. That was the first time in a while I had gone fishing. I think we went again. We went wade fishing. Mm. That's when you get in the water. That was an experience as well.
So I'd look, you want to try that as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it's an experience, but I think we saw a shark. I'm 30 minutes in.
Chilling, bro.
Like a couple feet away. Like, oh, you just see like a fish frenzy, and you just see a big fin just boom, splash.
Yeah.
And we're like, bro, did you all see that? We started throwing that way. But
no, that's crazy.
It's dangerous, but, you know, covered by the blood of Jesus, you know, so yeah,
always
so,
yeah, we're protected.
So, yeah, protected. But I kind of just want to ask you, Marcus.
Oh yeah, talk to me.
I want to ask you. So what's it like being like from Houston to here, man? Like, what's the change? What's been the biggest change for you?
I'd say two things: the traffic over there. I mean, dude, I'm not gonna lie. Today on the way to work, I don't even know what for whatever reason it was for, but like the traffic on the way to work reminded me of Houston. But no, I think Houston was super, super hectic. Even the amount of lanes they have over there in the freeways, there's so many lanes and there's still so much traffic. Yeah. Like, that's the one thing I hate about it. The humidity was crazy. It's still kind of crazy over here as well, but you're by the water closer over there.
Yeah.
I'd say that. And then how I think Houston is Houston and Dallas, you kind of have to keep up with the city or else you'll fall behind. And so I feel like there was always that, I don't know, the sudden, it was scary because you feel like, I mean, at least for me, I felt like I couldn't keep up as much at times. And maybe that led to some anxiety or whatever over there. I'd say that coming over here, I've gotten to literally like rest. My family, even some friends in Houston, when I FaceTime them, they would say like, dude, you look more alive, like, or you're more glowing than you are when you were over here.
You are my freedom. We lift you higher. We lift you higher. are alive in us. Dude. Nothing can say.
That's Josh. This is Josh.
Shout out to the Lord. Shout out to the Lord.
But no, bro. I'd say that, dude.
I will say, I mean, for the few times you came to visit us, you look exhausted, bro. I mean, you still look exhausted, but you look like a good exhausted, you know what I mean?
If I'm exhausted here, it's not like the job or anything like that. I just stay up late doom scrolling. But over there, it was very much the constant need to feel like I need to keep up with this, with Houston, or whether it be certain things that happened at the job or whatever the case may be, or because I was away from family and I was alone, like I had no one over there.
Dude, take me through the process of like just being away from your family, because I know. One thing I think I struggled with around the time, like my first year, I wanted to go like up north somewhere to college or something. But
yeah.
I feel like just being separated from my family, like being on my own over there, is like kind of something that kind of held me back a lot.
Yeah.
Like I had just that separation from my mom, my brothers, like just being around my family. Because guys, let me tell you one thing, guys. Being around family, that's like that brings happiness to a life. Of course, the Lord, you know, like the Lord brings us gives us fulfillment and everything,
100%.
But he gives us family. And I think like family is really important to have around. And I feel like when you don't have that family around, it's like, it's hard, and you kind of got to like adjust, I guess, to that lifestyle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
So how was that? That's what's crazy to me.
I think there was a lot of adjusting that needed to happen in my life when I moved to Houston. I mean, I was away from family when I was in Dallas, but I wasn't alone. I had roommates for 3 years. So I was away from family, yes, but I had somewhat family there at CF&I in Dallas and stuff like that. So it wasn't really hard. But Houston, like, you know, having to learn a whole new city and being away from family, I think what sucked was I didn't have the ability to just, hey, one weekend I'm going to go home and visit family or whatever the case may be. I always had to work every event, big or small, because I was the only one there doing what I was doing. Wow. And so I think you're missing out. Like, my brothers would call me and be like, hey, you're going to come to my basketball game? And I'm like, oh, I can't because I have to do this or whatever the case may be. Or sister has some type of thing going on with her nursing degree and they want me to go. I can't go, whatever. And it was always my family having to come over here. And I mean, my great grandma's bedridden. They can't just get up and come over here as often because my whole family is on rotation taking care of her. And so it was just very hard. I think that was the main part. Like,
I mean, you came what, like two times?
Bro, yeah. I barely came to see y'all.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like just down in general, you came during graduation? You came during, what was the other time you came? I think you came like three times,
honestly. I came for the graduation.
Oh, what was the one when everybody else came down? Pablo was here.
Fernanda's wedding. Vali's friend, our creative. Yeah, I went. I think that was it, dude.
That was it.
Be honest. Like, I don't even think I came that much.
Yeah, those are the times we really saw you. And I mean,
it sucked, dude. I love I think living in Houston opened my eyes of how much I missed and love the Valley. And how much the Valley has a special place in my heart. And I don't know if people took it as like when I came back home, I was like, dang, like he didn't make it in Houston or whatever the case may be. But it wasn't even that.
Like that was a season in your life. You know,
yeah.
The Lord had something for you over there. He's preparing you for something even bigger. You know what I mean?
No, yeah. And it wasn't even that like, oh, I didn't make it. It didn't work out. I had to come back.
You had to do, bro.
I think that the Lord ordained a way for me to go to Houston, and I was on assignment for that year and a half that I was there. And again, like that prayer that I always pray, like, Lord, send me wherever you want me to be. Yeah. That's where I want to be. And my assignment was up in Houston, and it was due for some transition. And then the Lord opened the Valley back up, which I would always think that I was like never going to come home to the Valley. But when it opened up, it was the Lord. That's what I'm saying. It was just ordained by the Lord because it was the easiest yes I could have made.
Dude, and like the way it just, you fit in perfectly, everything aligned itself like just for you to come back. Like, that's
literally
awesome. Like,
I wasn't even coming back to come to church.
It was just out of nowhere too. Like,
yeah, like I didn't come back to work at a church. I came back so I can continue my studies and be with family again because I was longing for that for the longest time. And then
boom, look,
in that process, the Lord opened that door and that was just more of a like, oh, this is the Lord for sure.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't scheming to be like, let me let the church know that I'm coming back and that. Like, it was just, I got back to Houston after visiting the girls' graduation and I got a call from pastors and I was like,
awesome, snap.
Like, I'm, yes.
Yes.
Like, you know, so I was like, let me just finish what I have to do. Let me finish my assignment here in Houston. Yeah, and then when the time comes, I'll come. And I had to be, man, Houston taught me how to be patient. Like, I think they called me in maybe June or something. Mm-hmm. I wanted to go back and come back to the Valley in June. I had to wait till like August, mid-August to come.
Was that like, out of all your time in Houston, was that like your longest streak where like it felt like you were there for a long time?
Yes, dude.
Were you literally like counting the days?
When I moved to Houston, I thought that, I mean, remember that time we were at, when I was moving to Houston, guys, we did like, this was like after Limitless of a conference at church. And we were at the Whataburger till like 4 a.m.
Oh my.
Everybody was crying and praying for me. I was sobbing because I didn't even want to go.
Yeah.
But like they were doing all that because I didn't know if I was ever going to come back to move, to stay. But yeah, I think going into it, I didn't know how long I was going to be there for. I was expecting like, this is my life now. I'm going to live here or for the next couple years or whatever. it felt like eternity, bro. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, man, but you know, I'm not to say all bad things about it. Houston did bring some great things. I grew some awesome relationships with pastors there.
New hobbies.
New hobbies. A bunch of friends picked up pickleball.
I mean, you kind of, in that process, you kind of got to learn more about yourself.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I think it was, I did tell my friend there as well. Sure. Like, I think it was very much a character, the Lord just building my character while I was out there. I learned so much about myself. My first time living alone, navigating relationships out there, whether that be with pastors or friends. It was a great season.
And I know a lot of people that know you personally, like, they know you're very outgoing, but like, dude, I don't know if sometimes you're really a shy person sometimes when it comes to meeting new people. So how was that whole process of introducing yourself to like the whole church and everything?
Dude, that was tough because, like I said, I felt super intimidated going into a new city, like having to start all over again.
Yeah.
Like that doesn't intrigue me at all. I hate change. And so like going into it, it took me a minute to kind of catch a vibe with a friend group and stuff like that. But I mean, I remember praying to the Lord that when I moved, that he would surround me with godly people, godly friendships. And he did there at the church I was working at. Yeah. And then even at other churches as well, like at Eden, I grew a bunch of friends that worked there, that served there, play there at Eden. Same thing at Grace Church, at Inspire Church. And I still do life with them. It is through a distance, but it took a minute, bro. It was hard, and I was very much to myself, and it was very much a me problem as well.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't allow myself to open up in the first couple weeks to months, but...
And so, I want to say, did that help you when you came down? Like, now when you meet new people down here, is it, kind of a little easier for you to kind of interact or...
Yeah, 100%. I think it... Like I said, it was a bunch of character building, so I'm naturally... Well, this is what I say. People say I'm not, but me personally, I think I am an introvert. So being over there and I literally had to step out of my shell to find my people.
You had no choice.
Yeah, I had no choice or else I'd be alone. I'd be lonely, bro. But yeah, coming back over here, making new friends with people, whether I've known about them or if they just their first time visiting Vital or whatever. Yeah, I really think it did open up.
That's good, bro. Glad, that you're doing good and everything, and praise God,
dude.
Yeah, like praise.
He literally brought me back to life, bro.
You know, you go ahead.
I was just gonna say, like, battling with that anxiousness for almost that whole year, I would always say, like, looking back at it now, walking in victory, that like, dang, the enemy literally took a year of joy from my life, which is so crazy. But hey, we're walking in victory now.
I was literally about to say, like, you know, when we're in the moment, you don't really know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're questioning and everything. But sometimes, we want something right then and there.
Instant gratification.
That's our flesh. That's us.
Yeah.
And we're questioning God, like, why? Like, God doesn't want anything good for me. But God turns that into something good. And so when you look at it, like, something that I kind of always put in perspective is... Not that I'm going... Well, everybody goes through things. Everybody has to struggle. Everybody has everything, you know? Their personal things.
Yeah.
And so, like, sometimes when I'm in that tough time, I always... What helps me is kind of reflecting on my life a year ago or a week ago or a month ago. And I'm like, man, like, the Lord has done so much. And I'm so grateful that sometimes I feel us as humans, we kind of lose, like... We lose sight or aspect of the whole thing that the Lord is actually doing in our lives.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's so easy to see, like, this is happening right now and I'm not thriving right now. I'm seeing the situations feel so big. I'm never going to get out of this. But I think, like, once you cross that wall or that bridge and you look back, it's like, look at all the Lord did. But I was just so engulfed in what was happening that I didn't even realize in the moment that I was literally in the hands of the Lord.
Yeah, it's like you struggled with your anxiety. That was your weakness, right?
Yeah.
And you come down here and now it's a great strength of yours. You see how you turned your weakness into strength?
Literally.
Like, it's crazy. Like, just and how the
like,
Lord
I
works.
Didn't see that back then. I was like, dude, Lord, what the heck is happening, bro? I hate this. This feels so crappy. I'm here and I'm like, dude, now I know why I went through the struggle a little bit. So praise God, dude. Praise God for revelation.
I know my future father-in-law, he told me something, give me some great advice one time. Yeah. Isaac Martinez, if y'all don't know, senior, he told me one time, like, I was going through some stuff, and he kind of gave me some word.
Yeah.
And he told me, instead of asking God, why, like, why this, why that,
yeah,
ask him, where else do you want me?
Mm.
Where else do you need me?
Yeah.
What do you have for me, Lord? You know, because I feel like sometimes we get caught in trying to do the sad, we try to play the victim sometimes.
Yeah.
Instead of just, you know, asking the Lord for understanding of what's going on in our life sometimes.
Yeah.
And I feel, I mean, us as humans, obviously, we don't know what the Lord is doing sometimes, because the Lord is like, he knows, he's the Father.
Yeah.
He knows
everything. And sometimes it's, he probably does it because it's better that we don't.
It's better
don't
that
know.
We don't, because if we do, he knows it's not good for
literally.
Us.
Literally.
Yeah. So
sometimes crazy, the Lord man. Just be working like that, and it's like,
yeah.
Us as, I mean, for me especially, I want to know everything, bro. And sometimes
it's like when
the Lord knows why not.
Yeah, it's like I'm not a millionaire. Why? Because the Lord knows if I was a millionaire, I would not be a good millionaire.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
would not steward my money the way yeah. a godly man probably should be.
Yes.
If I can't take care of the 30K that I make this, like right now,
yeah.
what makes me think I'm going to do good in the millions?
With the millions, yes.
If I right? can, like,
yeah.
That's so man. Good, bro. That's so good.
And that's just crazy. Like just always putting things in perspective.
Yeah.
I also want to say, we've been kind of in a health journey, guys. We've been trying to like cut a little bit away, just trying to keep pushing. And it's a process, but
it's hard, bro.
It's hard.
And
man.
It's all just boils down to discipline, bro. I'm realizing a lot that I lack in discipline when it comes to health and gym.
It's
and
discipline. And I'd say it's mental. Like, bro, yeah. I would say, bro, like, 3-4 years ago, it was easy for me.
Mm.
Super
yeah,
easy.
100%.
But now it's like, do I really want to go? Do I really want to?
Laziness kicks in heavy.
It's forcing myself. Yeah. But once you get there, it's like, okay. And you kind of get that pump and you're just going. Mm-hmm. And after, you know, we started about a week this week.
Let's yeah.
say this week. We've been watching what we eat.
Tracking our macros
tracking
and stuff.
Our macros, our calories.
Which I've never done before, but like, I'm glad that you've got me into this type of stuff.
I've tracked my calories before, but not my macros. Cause
I just be eating, bro.
I've like, you know, researched it, and macros are like really important to track, because that's what's kind of going to lead to you losing weight. Like a certain how many carbohydrates are in something, how
yeah.
much fat is in something, how much
like all that is so beyond my knowledge of food and eating and stuff like that, but I need to get into it. Yeah. But it's just discipline. It boils on to discipline, bro.
Yeah,
at the end
yeah,
of the day,
it's like that stuff is just crazy, man.
Like, and one thing I've learned, I have it written down right here too.
Yeah.
That it's about disciplines over delight. Mm. Like, I'm barely getting into the workout scene, so take this with a grain of salt.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
like, I can love to work out some days and not others. But what's gonna sustain me through that is discipline.
Yeah.
Right. Like, motivation can only do so much. Motivation can only feed me for a week or two.
Yeah.
But it's not going to help me stay consistent.
Of course.
It's discipline.
And it's all about getting your mind right and your body right.
Yeah. And that's with everything. Like, if we're reading the word, like,
everything.
Some days I'm going to feel like I'm going to read, like, oh, I'm going to read the whole freaking Bible today. And others, I'm not going to.
You don't know if you're even going to read.
Yeah. Like, sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm too tired. I just got home from work. I don't even want to read right now. But what will sustain you is discipline. Yeah. You know, that's what's going to sustain you.
And I know you've been preparing for a 5K. How's that
going? Oh, dude, it's good. I put like this goal. I'm going to be honest, bro. I don't even know if I'm going to make it. I started training, I think it was 2 days ago. And I went on a run, and like, I literally ChatGPT'd a whole plan for the next 2 weeks. Give me like a training plan so I can hit a 5K under 27 minutes. And so I would have to run around an 8:35 pace.
Yeah, you know what's the beauty of, so like, guys, if y'all don't know, I'm a kinesiology major, like I'm studying that right now. And I think sometimes like people they don't kind of know that taking care of your body is kind of like it's to put it in a godly way, let's say, it's an act of stewardship.
That is facts, bro.
Yeah, like it's like your body is a gift from God.
Yes.
And you know what I mean?
It's a temple.
Yes.
And if you're gonna, blah, 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 you need to watch what you're putting in your temple.
It's like feeding the right things into it.
Literally.
Yeah. And it,
this is really, borrowed.
If you think about it, like what you're feeding yourself, let's say your bad foods, bad things. And let's say we take it to the church. what are you feeding yourself? Mm-hmm. Music, words.
100%.
Yeah, like crowd that you're around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like 100%.
It's crazy. I love that. It is crazy. And then with the discipline, like, well, we practice in prayer, you know, study.
Yeah.
Like all that stuff. It's just, it's like, I don't know, man. It's just crazy how there's always input of the Lord everywhere. Like he has his hands everywhere. Like it's just, it's yeah. awesome, man. It's,
yeah.
It's crazy.
100%. Yeah. So back to the 5K thing. I'm sorry. Sorry. But I'm training the, I just wanted to say this real quick. Cause I have a race next Saturday, which would be the 27th, I think. Yeah, I got to hit an 8:35 pace. So I ran.
Do you have to hit that pace?
That's my goal, bro. If I don't hit it, I don't hit it. I'm not going to lie. It's hard, bro. I trained on this past Tuesday. That mug was crazy.
Yeah.
It was hard to keep that pace. Like my heart rate was through the roof. So I got to work on recovery. I got to just do some intervals and stuff like that. But we'll see how that goes. And then Vale just sent another one in the group chat to do a 5K.
I'm so down for that one. If it's in on Friday, October 3rd, let me see production. Can we get the calendar up on the screen real quick?
I really want to do that. I think, all of us doing that would be fun. Like, just for a vibe. Like, no, even if we don't put a time on it or anything like that, just to complete it.
Yeah, me and my fiance would be there. It's on a Friday.
Oh, perfect.
We'll be there, guys.
What time is it? It's at night. Is it a glow in the dark thing?
Glow in the dark thing.
That's fire,
dude. You know what would be cool? Like having like glow in the dark shorts. Oh, dude, I have this shirt. It's a glow in the dark cross, and it says like Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you.
That's crazy.
That at night, like that'd be
yeah.
Cool,
that's fire. That's fire.
In the dark.
Wear it.
Yeah, I just need to find it.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
But man, it's just, guys. I don't think y'all know the like. How fun it is just to film a podcast. Like it's just,
yeah, it's literally just
the boys talking. We're just having a conversation and y'all are just,
and this is something we talk about like on our day to day, dude. It's just in podcast form, I guess.
Yeah, it's like we just have a mic in front of us.
It's tough.
It's awesome. It's really awesome. I want to say, so what's been your go-to meal since you've been back here in the Valley?
Oh, dude, it varies because we get our lunches paid for on Tuesday, so we just ball out wherever we go. But the rest of the days, like...
You know, y'all would have catch me at Texas and Brazil, bro.
Facts. They just take too long. We have an hour lunch only. Oh, but, like, it depends. Like, one day somebody will come into the office, be like, I'm craving this, and like, okay, bet, let's go. Or, like, today, we were kind of all craving different things, and we ended up at Kudai, which I'm still down. But I don't know. I think the one thing I'm... this came up today, bro. I don't know why. And this kind of contradicts everything that we were talking about, the health journey. But I walked in the office today craving Peter Piper and their what is it called?
Cinnamon sticks.
The cinnamon pizza slices.
Cinnamon sticks.
No, bro, I swear. It's like cinnamon.
I know what you mean.
But they're cut into pieces. Like,
you could just say cinnamon sticks.
Cinnamon sticks, whatever. But they're cut into pizzas, pizza slices.
Yes, it's like they have the glaze over it and everything.
Bro, I wanted that so
That's
bad
hard,
today.
Bro. It's people don't know how hard it is. Like once you have those cravings, just to...
I hate it, bro. But like that's the way...
It's discipline, bro.
Oh, and this is another thing too. And I think that a reason I lack in discipline a lot in this, like heavily, bro, is because literally my whole life for your glory.
My whole life... For your glory, my whole world, for you all.
It was because my whole life, I ate horrible, bro. McDonald's, Burger King, Whataburger, Takis, chips, cucumbers with tahini, limon, horrible. And I still eat like that right now, bro.
Dude.
Straight up. Think about that. Like, I'm 24. Mm-hmm. 24 years of my life, I've been eating like that.
Bro, I will
to
say...
To break a habit that like that, it's crazy.
I will say, bro. So, I want to say I was 18. So, I did a whole year, no fast food, not even Coke. I would say I drink maybe a Powerade with sugar and then no sugar Powerade. And I was eating every day. I was eating chicken and rice. In the morning, bro, I don't know why. Like my body was already used to it. I would eat chicken, rice... Or eggs and chicken.
Dang.
Or waffles. I'd throw a waffle in there, some oatmeal with peanut butter.
Yeah.
And it was that, like, I'd get home from, let's just say, from playing basketball or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, chicken and rice, chicken and rice, chicken and rice with a protein shake, steak, two steaks, mashed potatoes,
mm-hmm.
Like all that stuff. And it was hard because, you know, you have those cravings, but just to exit out those cravings, it's super tough. People don't like now. I kid you not. Every time I eat, I want a sweet treat after.
Dude, me too.
Like a little,
bro.
Just a little cookie, a little something. And me and my fiance, sometimes like we'll be on a health journey, and right when we're on the health journey, we'll look at each other. I kid you not, guys. We're like either watching a YouTube video, a movie, or something. We'll look at each other and we'll be like, crumble cookie, crumble cookie. We'll whisper it to each other.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh man,
crumble. It's because, bro, that's so good. But even like the. You just mentioned crumble cookie. The amount of calories that are in one,
the amount of sugar
is like
that's
equivalent
in there
to like a whole meal.
Have you seen the video where they just have that big, like where they're showing what goes into a cookie from crumble cookie?
No, is it crazy?
Let's production. Can we get that up there?
Play it on the podcast right
can
now.
Can we get that up there, production? Let me see.
But
we're gonna ask
how since the last pod, because last pod was about we were talking about the anxiousness and depression,
yeah.
Godly friendships and stuff like that, but. Mm-hmm. Since then, how's your week been? I know you're going to school. How are you balancing school, work, all that jazz? It's you know, wedding planning, budgeting for all of that as well.
The wedding planning,
what does that look like for you?
I will say, like, my fiance helped me a lot. Like, I mean, I'm not the guys. I'm a simple guy.
Shout out to Lani, dude, by the way.
Yeah, shout out to her.
They're having a girls' night right now. So we decided, you know what?
Like, boys thing.
We can have a little boys' night tonight.
Yeah, a little boys thing. But I want to say, like, on the wedding planning, like, I'm a simple guy, guys. I could have my wedding in a, as long as I'm with, the like, my fiance, I'm with Olani, like, it doesn't matter what it is. But I know I want her to have the most specialist day, if that's even a word. I just want her to have her beautiful day. Obviously, it's my day, too. But I just want to, I think what's going to bring me a big smile on my face is seeing her walk down that aisle and her just being happy.
I love that.
So.
I can't wait for that day.
But we do have our little talks here and there. She'll ask me for my input, which I really appreciate because I know sometimes, guys, I can say something and it's just like, bro, what is this guy talking about? And then with work, I mean, it's a process. It's work. I know today was fun. I was with some sixth graders in Mission, and those kids were a unique bunch.
I'm sure that drive is crazy, bro.
Yeah, the drive was crazy.
West Lago to Mission?
Yeah, we woke up, I think, at 5.
Jeez, bro.
5:15.
I wake up at 7:30, and I'm dead. I can't even imagine.
I don't know. I'm used to it, bro. Cause I also wanted to add, man. I used to struggle a lot with insomnia.
Mm.
And with like, I don't know if people who can relate, like you all know.
Yeah.
There was literally nights where you stay up, like you wouldn't get no sleep, and throughout the day, let's say you get a 5 minutes of sleep. You would not sleep. I wouldn't sleep till like 7 a.m, 8 a.m, just tossing and turning, tossing. And I couldn't sleep. And it was hard.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I just want to sleep. And then when you do sleep, it's like you don't even get the best sleep either.
Yeah.
And I took melatonin gummies, and I think I took them once, and I had this crazy dream. I think Barney was in there, Elmo was in there. And I was like, man,
tripped out.
I was like, what's going on with things? Like with these things? And I swear, I still have those melatonin gummies, and I'm not untouched since that day.
Yeah.
I think they're in Ulani's buggy's trunk. And mind you, I've had those melatonin gummies for three years. Yeah. And then, going back to what you said, the school's been good, man. I've been taking more classes this year, so trying to finish as fast as possible. But I know I got 100 on one of my exams recently. And
heck yeah,
yeah,
bro.
Praise God. I didn't even know we're taking an exam until I got there. Shout out to my friend JD, if he ever hears this.
Shout out.
He got me there, and he gave me the study guide. And we kind of had to reenact certain situations on what goes down during a CPR, all that stuff, an accident. Like, if I were to come here, I had to tell you, Hey, hi, my name is Josh. I'm certified in CPR and first aid. I think you have a head injury. I'm gonna go ahead and call 911. Is that okay with you? He says, okay if I help you. And then
so you're certified.
And then sample. I used to be certified. Sample. It's see if I can remember from the top of my head. Do you think I remember from the top of my head?
Symptoms.
What causes the pain? A. Allergies. Do you have any allergies?
Okay.
M. Medications. Are you on over the top medications? Are you going through anything? P. Pertinent, but something like that. Pertinent medical condition. Do you have any medical conditions?
Yeah.
L. Last food and drink. What was the last thing you ate? and drank prior to the what happened, events before, like prior to what, you know, all that stuff. So
yeah,
the toe check, all that stuff. So yeah, it was cool just to learn all those things, and those things stick with you. But yeah, man, it's, how's school been for you?
Dude, school's been good. I'm kind of easing into it.
Yeah.
Going into the semester, because I haven't been in college for like 5 years, bro. I went to Bible college, but no, it's been good. I accidentally signed up for a mini-mester on one of the classes. So right now I'm taking one. The other one doesn't start till October.
Dude, I'm in the same boat as you.
Yeah.
I have one that starts in October. I think the 20th.
Yeah. But it's, mine too.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. So
we're taking the same class.
But today we went to Sovereign. So I got a little assignment done for that. And then, but it's been good. It's been chill, bro. It's kind of, there's deadlines, but like we don't meet online or anything like that. It's just like I get it done, put it in the deadline, and then it's an easy class, bro. It's chilling.
We're going to give you all a little treat, guys. We're probably going to go just a little over the 30 minute. I kind of wanted to just to talk about, like, kind of just go into a deeper aspect of like, I'll go ahead and start off. You know, I know I've been, they recently got me to do tribes.
Yeah,
it has been an experience, man. I shout out to the church. Me and my fiance, we're helping with the tribes, and just to being able to help the younger generation, it's cool, man. Shout out Vital, because I know, remember when I was a little kid and I was there when they were at the warehouse, and
yeah,
I was going to the Vital classes and stuff, and it's just crazy. Like, it's a full circle moment, and praise God, you know, for all that, because I do believe like I don't know if that's what I'm called to do to help the generation, but I have a great feeling in my
you feel a pull to that, to the youth. I love the youth so much, bro.
Like, I sometimes I don't think, and then when that happens, like, I get reassured, like, no, I think this is, you know,
I think somehow in some way I don't know, I have such a draw to the youth, and I think that's probably because I got encountered as a youth by the Lord at a young age, and being a part of like CF and I in Dallas, like every summer, pouring into like 5,000 kids each week, like that was like, I love that so much. I just love seeing kids that are in bondages and have so much strongholds on them, and seeing them set free.
Yes,
the same way I was set free, like that just brings me so much joy.
Yes, man,
I love that. I love that.
I think that's one thing that kind of as well, like the way the Lord has helped us in our life. Like, we want to spread the Lord's goodness on the younger generation. Say like, hey, the Lord did this for us, but not just for us. He can do the same for you, your family, your sisters, your brothers, everybody. Yes. You know what I mean? And like, he can even use you to do the same thing. And that's what's crazy, like, about all this. And like like going back to the way the Lord works, man.
Yeah.
And it's so crazy.
And you know what's crazy too? Like, it's evident because even, dude, straight up this week, two people, one that I used to do life with in high school, and another I don't really do life with this person, but you know, they reached out to me. I'm not gonna obviously say their names or anything that, but like, they reached out to me because of certain situations that might have went down, and like, I mean, the Lord is kind of using me and my testimony and whatever to help draw them back into a place of relationship with the Lord.
Of course.
And one of them might be coming this weekend to church for the first time.
Let's go.
Yeah, dude. So it's like, that's, it's exciting. Chilling, bro. Like,
I'm
really excited. Hopefully, I know the Lord's going to do mighty works in them. So
the craziest thing today is I was subbing, right? And I see these two kids and they're talking the whole time. So I'm like, oh, bro, I go up and I was kind of a little stressed out already. And I go back. I go to them and say, guys, what are y'all doing? Oh, we're passing notes. I was like, what are y'all passing notes? I open it up. I'm mad. I open it up. It's Bible verses written down.
On the thing.
And I was like, wow. I was like, I pulled it back up. I was like, write some more. Good job. And I just went back to go sit
down.
That's so crazy.
Bruh.
And like, I was overhearing the conversation. She like it was a little girl and a little boy. She was telling him how like she has Sunday school and what they're teaching him. She was like,
that's so good.
Giving her, she was kind of
evangelizing.
Yes, I don't know why I had a
bro. I honor you so much, bro. Especially being like in a public school system. I know you're subbing or whatever the case, but like, dude, I don't know. I know you're doing a good job out there and being the light to the little kids. And
yeah, it's, I sometimes not that I'm bored, but I just love like the interactions.
Yeah.
Like just asking the kids like, hey man, like what are you all into? Like, you know, just kind of giving them feedback and stuff. And it's really cool. Like, it's just awesome. Cause I kind of get a little emotional sometimes. Cause I was like, man, the way I sometimes see myself in all those kids.
Yeah.
And now me everything I do, even when I coach, basketball, when I train, everything, I always see something and it's like, wow, like it's truly like crazy. Like what I'm doing now is I can help the younger generation. Yeah. The Lord can use me to help them.
Yeah.
And it's just so crazy. Like, it's just, I can be honest, man. If you were to tell me 5 years ago I'd be doing this, I'd like laugh at your face.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. Like the Lord has done so much in my life, and I give him I'm so thankful for what he's done.
And
in
it's
my life.
And it's also what, like, sticking by what the Lord has done in your life, that everything that's been evident in your life, you're sticking through it. And I think that shows a lot about your integrity. And I honor that a lot, bro.
Bro, it's so crazy because there was even a point in my life, bro, where everything was just going wrong.
Mm.
It was going wrong, bro. Like, I remember one time I was saving up for an apartment for me and my brother, and I'm driving home, and, like, literally me and my brother shared a van. It was a van.
Wow.
And we're driving the van. I was driving it back to my grandma's.
Yeah.
And the hood went up and it smashed the windshield. I was on the expressway going like 80. Bro, and I stopped on the right on the side, and I broke down into tears. I'm like, why, Lord, why? Why, mind you, I was straight away from the church, and I was still,
yeah,
I still had that in my heart, asking the Lord, yeah, why? And then I kind of like, I know you have a reason, Lord. I know, mm-hmm, you have a purpose. And it's like, wow, like look at now. And yeah, it's just even having that little like faith,
yeah,
like knowing the Lord is going to provide or he's going to help. And it's just crazy, man. Like I sometimes it's just like to think about like praise God, man. The Lord is like, it's to even put it into words, man. I sometimes like I kind of get, what can I say? Like a little emotional. Cause like, I feel like sometimes I get away from that. Like, I'm like, how can I say this into words? I kind of don't even think about what he's done and ask, like just be so selfish.
Yeah.
And I know one time we had a word, I don't know who, it was a Limitless, and it's like they say we always ask for God, but do we always like, but when we're talking to him, are we just having a conversation, like giving him thanks instead of just always asking?
Yeah.
And so I know sometimes even the slightest when I have a chance on the drive home with my eyes open, just having a conversation with him, knowing that he's listening, and just the way like a weight is lifted off of me is just so crazy.
Yeah.
Like it's awesome. Like,
and I think it's so beautiful too, because I've known you for a little while and I've experienced it firsthand where I've seen in and out of season, you're in that,
yeah,
this like it's integrity. And like I have it here, like integrity is when our behavior matches our beliefs, and it's when what you say and what you do are in sync. And I very much, and I honor you so much, bro, because I see that in and out of season in you, whether you're going through a dry, tough season or you're freaking thriving and glowing with the Lord, like I see what you say and what you do are in sync through your integrity. And like, you know, you have integrity when you're private life and your public life are harmonious. Is that how you say it?
Harmonious.
Yeah. Like, and I see that in you, bro. Because, like, integrity keeps you connected to the Lord. Integrity provides a compass for your life. It gives you confidence and you walk in that boldly, bro.
Yeah. And I think what sometimes it's because, like, if you know me on a personal level, guys, I'm a jokester. I'm a big jokester.
I love it.
I know,
bro.
Sometimes I joke at the wrong times. And
it's all good, dude.
No. Yeah. And so, like, I feel like sometimes people think I'm a closed off person, guys. Like, I really am. Sometimes I tend to not open up. And I think that's a fault I have. I can gladly say that. And that's something the Lord's working in me. And I think this part this season of my life, like I can see he's working with me on that.
Mm.
And that's something I kind of want to get better on as well. Like just kind of talking about the way I feel.
Yeah.
Cause sometimes I kind of get, I get carried away thinking like I'm the only one struggling. I'm the only one going through this. Nobody can help me.
Me.
It's just me. Like it's not, but like in reality, bro, everybody's going through something. Everybody, like we can use that to just, you know, just to open up and get some advice instead of just holding all that to myself and then waiting till the last minute and just exploding.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I feel like that's something it's working because I really had a big problem with that.
Yeah.
I don't say I still do. It's like I said, it's still a work in progress.
Yeah.
But I really thank the Lord for kind of putting me in that process at right, like in this point of my life.
That's so
there's
good.
A lot of things going on, like with the wedding, with work, school, and just to have obviously my fiance kind of just to always talk to her.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Even like, you know, I don't think people, y'all know guys, like how close we've gotten. I guess even from the first time, dude, like, cause you were down 2023 Limitless.
Yeah.
2023, 2024.
I think it was 23.
24.
24?
Because this past year was 25.
Okay.
You're right?
Yeah, keep
yeah.
going.
Yeah. And, bro, we talked for like a good 2-3 months. Mind you guys, 2-3 months.
That's true.
But we were texting everything and, you know, we were kind of doing our own thing. But yeah. We were always texting each other. And every time he came down, like it was getting stronger, the connection was getting stronger, stronger, stronger. And then he comes down fully, and it's like, dude, like we talk every day.
Yeah.
We update each other.
We're texting, calling.
Telling each other everything. And it's like, it's crazy. Like, y'all don't know. Cause I know sometimes people are like, what? Y'all are that close? It's like, yeah, bro. Like, I know it's crazy,
it's
but
my
yeah.
Blooder.
Yeah. Like, people don't know, man. I know. Guys, well, I mean, if y'all don't know, Marcus is going to be my best man in my wedding. Yeah, so it's crazy.
I'm honored. Like,
honored. Yeah, it's crazy, bro. It's really crazy.
I genuinely can't wait for that day, bro.
Dude, it's
straight up.
Yeah,
it's gonna come quicker than we think too.
Yes, man.
Like,
it's
already October soon. Then it's gonna be your bachelor.
It's already gonna be 2026.
Then it's gonna be March. Nah, bro, it's crazy.
March, Limitless, and then April, and then May.
Yeah.
April, March. wait. January, February, March, April, May.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
June.
Right.
Oh yeah. How many of y'all guys? When y'all like, when y'all like finding, how can I say it? Never mind. I was gonna say, you know, when you're like looking for how long something is, you go January, February, March, April. You go to the pre-K song.
I do the same thing.
Monday, Tuesday,
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the days of the week. Da, da, da. Hey, real quick, before we move on, I wanted to say this real quick. I don't know why I have it's just one little line, but I felt like I had to say it. If you don't live out what you say won't live.
Mm.
So falling back to integrity, like, let what you say and what you do be in sync or else it won't live.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's really good. That's really good. And I know you're holding that in because I saw you. You wanted to get it off and I just came, yeah.
Because I'm going to forget, bro.
No,
yes. I'm such a forgetful person.
Everybody is. Bro, I'm a really I know I'm a really forgetful person. I'm also working on that too, guys. It's because sometimes, guys, my mind is just.
It's all the brain rot, bro, that I consume. It's crazy.
I don't even think it's that, bro. Like, okay, maybe it is, but sometimes it's just like you're always thinking. And like I said, going back to just being in the moment, like don't worry about tomorrow or the next day. Just live in the moment.
Yeah, that's so good.
You know what I've been wanting to do is I want to take a trip to the beach.
Low key, I've kind of been wanting to
bro. Before it gets like just have
like
a
crazy
day.
Colder.
Like I don't know if you all know, guys. I'm a big beach guy.
I didn't even know that,
bro. I'm in.
I know
water.
You like to go fishing, but
I don't know if you've seen those videos where like those guys are like with the waves swimming like dolphins. You know, what you seen those?
Yeah.
Bro, I kid you not, I'm in the water like that.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Well, we got to go before October.
Yeah, because it's. I mean, bro. I mean,
it would have to be a Saturday though, or a Sunday evening, because I'm there at church all day.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. We'll figure it out. But I know we've been wanting to take a beach trip and take a soccer ball, football.
Yeah.
It's kind of just a beach day, you know? I don't know if you, we went to the beach.
I want
to
take a football, bro.
Bro, I, every time we go to the beach, we take a football, soccer ball.
Yeah. Volleyball.
We take a volleyball. Volleyball.
Volleyball on the beach, bro. You can throw yourself.
Yes, bro. I'm telling you, bro. We played. We went for my brother's bachelor party.
Yeah.
We start at the beach. Just having a like beach
day. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was fun, bro. Like, it's just being there with your family. Like, it's, imagine us with our friends. Set up a little thing. I love the beach.
Yeah.
I know me and my fiance, we love the beach, guys. We're going to live on the beach. Mm. We're going to have a tent on the sand.
Let's do it.
Going just back to like, our struggles and everything, I also want to say, like, nothing's too big for God to handle. Nothing's ever too big for God to handle.
I already have something to add on to
God
this.
God meets us where we are, not where we're supposed to be. I have this written down right now.
Come on, baby. Notes. We're ready.
Yes. Guys, trust you guys. But yes, he meets us where we are, not where we're supposed to be. Like, he's not going to be like, okay, you got to get over here and then.
No. You got to fix yourself up, be pretty. And then you're worthy of my love. And
yes, no.
No, no, no. He wants you in your brokenness.
Yes.
He wants you when you're in your pit.
Yeah.
So you can have a redemption story because it's finished. The work is finished on the cross on Calvary 2,000 years ago for you.
And I know something that a lot of people struggle with is like, oh, I don't know if the Lord would still love me. I did all this. But I will say it's right here. God doesn't cancel you, but he cleanses you.
Mm. Yeah.
Doesn't
and it's only by his blood.
It's only by his blood.
Not the blood of bulls and goats.
Nope.
It's his blood.
His blood.
And his blood is very much alive.
Yes.
And just to add on, if this even ties to it, but this goes for anything. This is not just anxiety, depression, everything, worry, fear.
Everything.
Everything. I think it's worth to take note of that when we're talking, I think we mentioned this a little bit in the past podcast, but like, your words have power.
Yes.
And life and death are in the power of the tongue.
Yeah.
And so, at least for me, when I was going through my anxious season, I would always say, oh, like, it's my anxiety. Like, I'm claiming it.
Yeah.
And your words have power because when you claim things, it's going to attach.
Yeah.
And so it's important if you're going through anxiety, if you're going through depression, worry, whatever the case may be, you be careful with the way you say things. Yep. It's not your anxiety. It's not your depression. You know whose it is, though? It's Jesus's.
Jesus.
Because he died on the cross for that. It's not ours to carry. And I think that's that's beautiful, bro. That brings so much relief on me and so much weight off of my shoulders, because what belongs to me now belongs to him because of the cross, because that's what he carried on Calvary.
Yeah.
And he took my anxiety, or, you know, fill in the blank, whatever it is for you, and anything that tortures you in your mind, and it died on the cross and it's buried, period, point blank. So like, already automatically, because of what God did on the cross, or Jesus did on the cross, we are now dead to that.
Yeah.
That is finished. It is done, period, point blank. And the enemy will try to come and, no, like, you're not healed from this, or he's still going to try to torment you in this. But that's when you have to come back and combat it in prayer, because it's finished.
And
it's a fixed fight.
The thing is to be honest about your feelings, because the Lord was honest about how we felt when, I want to say, is when before he got arrested. When he was feeling, he knew what was coming. Did he want it to happen? No. Mm. You know how much, like,
he literally told the Lord.
Have you seen The Passion of Christ?
Yes.
Oh, man.
It hits.
It hits.
Jesus literally said, take this cup away from me. Like, he didn't want it to happen. He literally told the Lord, like, if there's any other way, but your will be done.
And it's crazy because what did he do? Jesus himself turned to prayer. Jesus asked, I think it was two or three of his disciples to pray with him. Because of what he, you know, like, that just shows how if we're like, how do I explain it? If we're going through anxiety, the Lord went through anxiety.
Yeah. Oh, heavily. Imagine knowing that you're going to be tortured to death.
Yes.
The amount of anxiety that
he was sweating blood.
Literally.
He was sweating blood.
Literally.
That's just, it makes me like emotional sometimes. Cause like, I feel like going like with, even with sin, man, it sucks when we sin. Cause I feel like if somebody were to tell me, if you can go see an event from the Bible happen,
mm-hmm.
what would you do? I saw a thing about that, and I thought about it, and it's like, I think I would have gone back to the crucifixion of Jesus, not because I want to see how it happened, but just so I can see what he went through, because I feel like we sin so freely, not knowing what the Lord did for us. You know what I mean? Like, just everything he went through, just to see that, and like, I'm not saying, oh, like, because obviously now sin is bad. We shouldn't sin.
100%.
You know, but we're not perfect. We are not perfect. But just to go, because some people just sin and be like, Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Lord,
and then go back to do it.
And then go back to
do it. And take advantage of what he did on the cross.
Yes.
I heard it like this one time, and it hit me, bro, because it's so real that every time, and this is not to, you know, scare anybody or put any pressure on anybody, but I it's reality. It's like every time we choose to sin, and don't get me wrong, yes, we slip up, that's fine, the Lord has grace, he knows we're human, like that's in us to fail. Lord, we're not perfect.
God understands our struggle.
Yes.
Not just with sin, but with our feelings, anxiety, but
yes,
Jesus went through them too.
Yeah, exactly. And I heard it like this, that when we choose to sin, that's just another whip.
Oh, man.
That's another nail to his hands.
Yeah.
Another hurtful breath every time he would breathe. Back at him, bro.
Yeah. It's.
And I think every time I have a temptation to fall back into whatever it is that I would need to sin in, I quickly think of that saying and I'm like, well, I don't want him to suffer again.
Yeah.
And that's helped me.
Oh, it's...
But...
Oh, man, I just... I don't think... That movie... The Lord, like, really... I don't think people... If you really put it in perspective, he died for all our sins.
Yeah.
Everybody. We all should be going to hell.
Even knowing that we're still going to sin.
Even knowing
he still did it.
He knew the sins that we were going to do right now. He knew. That's, man, that's my father.
That's that's our goat. That's my goat,
that's
bro.
That's my goat. That's my father right there. That's my father. It's just, oh, man. It's
I'll
just,
always talk up about him, bro. He's crazy.
I don't know. I don't, man. The Lord, man. And the thing is, I could talk about this
all 100%, 100%. Day, man. But I think that's such a perfect way to kind of land the plane just like for this little episode. Just talking
little
about
episode,
his,
guys.
Talking about his goodness, and I don't know, bro. I can talk. Dude, that's, I'm dragging
guys,
it.
Literally, we could stop the podcast right now, and I feel like I could still talk
about it. No, 100%.
No, not and, still. I probably will talk about it right now.
And I know it might seem like I'm dragging the whole anxiety season, but bro, like, how could I not talk about the Lord's goodness? Like, I literally thought that was going to be the rest of my life. Like, straight up.
Oh.
I never would have thought I would see the light of day where I am sitting where I am right now, fully in victory because of what he did for me. Ever. Like, oh, my goodness, bro.
Yeah, bro, it's...
It's crazy. I love...
It's honestly... Because I don't think... people do understand because people go through these every day, you know, and if you're a listener and you're going through something, guys, I know sometimes you think there's not an end to it, that this feeling is a feeling for the rest of your life. It's not. Give it to the Lord. Give it to Jesus. Guys, the Lord taught us that anxiety, depression is not a sin. Mm. It's a part of being human.
Yeah.
You know? That's good. We go through those things. It happens. We're human, guys. We're going to feel those things. But it also shows us to bring that to the Lord,
mm-hmm.
to give it to him.
And I think that also brings opportunity for us, I could see it as in a way of like, not that the Lord presents suffering for us and he wants that for us, but it's a good way to kind of look at it as an opportunity to a new way to trust in him. Like in that season, I didn't know what to do other than
pray.
What I learned to do, which is yes, pray, but trust in him.
Yes. Knowing, that's crazy, man, because I like I told you, I went through depression. I wasn't even going to church like that at that time, bro. I kid you not. Just having that faith that the only thing that can get me out of that was the Lord, mm-hmm. Jesus. I was praying on my knees every day. Lord, please, please, please. Yeah. Just having that, knowing that the only thing, not basketball, not video games, not my life,
distractions.
Nothing, no distractions was ever going to get me out of that. The only thing was the Lord, giving it up to the Lord.
Yeah.
Giving my burdens, my worries, everything. And him just, the way he just takes it, you know, like it's.
And that doesn't even like pertain to just mental. If it's a super horrible relationship that you're stuck in or whatever the case may be, give it to the Lord. Let him guide your steps. Ask Holy Spirit to guide you. And if it looks like you getting an out of that relationship, if that's what the Lord permits, do it. He has your best interest at heart in everything.
In work.
In drastic decision makings.
Yes. Everything.
Literally everything.
Hey, guys, I'm not going to be on the copy. If you don't know what you're going to eat, give it to the Lord. If you don't know what you want to eat.
He's probably going to say the Lord's chicken at Chick-fil-A, but it's goated every time.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A, it's anointed, man.
They pray over their chicken, bro.
McDonald's don't pray over this shit.
No, they don't.
But dude, man, it's a long episode, guys. We're really
I love this one too.
I really love this episode, but I don't want it to end.
I don't, but we gotta land the plane somehow, bro.
Cause he's not done with me yet.
There's so much more to the story.
You're not done with me yet.
All right, so we're just going to end this episode in prayer and just land the plane.
Guys, also, do not be afraid, guys. If y'all know who we are, our Instagram handles.
Yes, they'll be
on our Instagram.
And it'll be in the description of this episode if you want to see it.
If you got any prayer requests or anything, guys, we're more than...
Or any questions, hit us up. If you're listening on Apple Music or Spotify, there should be a little description box and our Instagram handles will be there.
Of course.
All right, guys, so we're just going to land the plane.
Yeah.
And wherever you are, just close your eyes unless you're driving. Pray this prayer with us. Yeah. So, Lord, we just thank you for this time. Thank you that we're able to just gather and just build community over an audio podcast, which is amazing. We're so thankful for what you're doing on JamU, everybody that's listening, our friend groups, even people that we don't even know that are listening, that are hearing this. We just pray that it's been a blessing to other people. And Lord, we come against any attack of the enemy at any level that's attacking anybody that's in the under the midst of this voice, God. And we bind it in the name of Jesus. We bind every plan, every scheme of the enemy. And we plead the blood of Jesus over everybody right now hearing this. We bless grace and we say favor over every single person. Amen.
Yeah. I also want to say, guys, everything that we talked about, like literally we have it on our notes here, like from what we got in on our own.
Yeah.
What
we got in and everything Bible, we prepare.
From preaching.
Yeah. From preaching, yeah, from like classrooms.
So everything that's
shout out to everybody. Shout out to every pastor of Idol. Shout out to every teacher.
Taking notes is really important, guys. It's really important. So always have a
journal. They say note takers are history makers.
Yeah. So.
So yeah, but we're gonna land this plane already. Yeah. Thank you guys for listening to JamU.
Yeah. That we can say God is good.
All the time. And all the time. God is good.
Thank you guys. Thank you for another episode. We'll see you guys. JamU.
We love y'all.
Yeah.